welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, Sean.
What's up, baby girl?
Well, I don't really know. We're kind of busy.
We're super busy.
We're super busy, babe. You know, there was a New York Times article that I didn't read because I got jealous about how there's this podcast between two comics, because comics always have podcasts, and they're both like...
Well, they got to supplement their income somehow if they're not getting Netflix specials.
They're white women, and I think they're both lesbians, but I'm not 100% sure. They might both be Jewish. But they have like this, like...
They're getting all freaking...
They have a lot of demographics going on. But like, they their podcasts, they're always fighting. And they're like, look at this. It's so different. And because they're not all chummy.
They do the podcast together?
They do the podcast together, but
and they're
like,
always bickering?
Really bad.
Oh, okay.
Like, worse than us, I guess. And so everyone's like, oh, that's so novel. And I'm like, dude, we've been doing the bicker and the truth.
We don't bicker, you just get mad at me. I'm just kidding. We do bicker a little.
I'm like, we've been doing that for like years. Because it's just the truth of who we are. We're not fake. And they're acting like it's like this brand new thing.
Yeah, but we don't fit any of those demographics.
We don't have any good demographics. I mean, we're just boring old Mainers.
I mean, you're a woman and you're bi and you have some physical... what do you call those?
What? Are you talking about me?
Yeah, where would your...
Me?
Where? If you lean over, I'll whisper in your ear.
I don't want you to give me demographics. I don't feel comfortable with that.
Oh, you're always talking about...
No. Jeez, I'm crow, man.
And yet you said nothing about me saying you were bi.
I'm like, well, no.
You're
like,
good with that one,
no, I didn't want you to say anything. Now you're just like digging in.
And now you're bickering.
I'm pretty actually asexual. Now like, he doesn't want to admit that because it doesn't fit his idea of me. So here, yeah, we're bickering now. All right, moving on.
My idea of you.
I don't want to hear your idea of me. I want to just be me.
I get loving 99% of the time I ask for it. So that is a hard case for asexuality. But anyways, let's move on. Because this looks much more interesting.
I'm so mad at you already.
three minutes in and we're already bickering.
Oh, I'm not going to make it.
We are definitely the establishers of the bickering podcast.
Like, legit, seriously. Okay, so...
At least I can laugh at you.
Yeah, at me. That's the whole thing. Not with me.
That's what I meant to say was with me. You.
No, you're such
There's
a
such
liar.
Similar words.
You're really mean. All right, at so U.S. With. Customs officials have seized giraffe feces from women.
Woman.
At the Minnesota airport.
And a shell.
And a shell. So apparently...
Did the giraffe poop out that shell? Is that part of the feces collection?
I am Federal Customs Agents, again, this is according to an AP article, unattributed. Federal Customs Agents poo-pooed the plans of an Iowa woman who wanted to make jewelry from giraffe feces she picked up on a trip to Kenya and brought it back into the United States in her luggage. So she saw this poop and she thought that would make a fine piece of jewelry.
Why the hell didn't they let her keep the giraffe crap?
You're not allowed to bring our agricultural stuff. You know that. You have to always declare it. So the woman declared the small box of feces when she was selected to have her belongings inspected upon arriving at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport on September 29th, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The woman, who was not identified, told officials she planned to use the waste to make a necklace, as she had done in the past with moose poop.
Yeah, man. People use feces all the time.
Dude, there was a lady in Trenton, Maine, on the road to Bar Harbor, who used to use poop.
What kind of poop?
Moose poop. And deer, for what? And deer poop. She made jewelry out of it.
Did she?
Yeah, she definitely did. Yeah. Because I did a story on her when I was a baby reporter.
My first summer in town, I knew a lady who wasn't that lady. But this lady's idea was to take moose poop and embed it in a, you know, like a block of, what do you call that stuff like you put on bar tops? It's plastic, you know, it's plastic. And if you do it right, you can make it clear with no bubbles and just have it as like paperweight or whatever. But she never followed through, I don't think. But anyways, that's funny.
So apparently, you can bring in giraffe poop, but it has to be inspected and has to have a permit. And the lady did not have those. But she did declare that she had poop. And so she's not in trouble.
Well, that's good.
And they said, quote, there's a real danger with bringing fecal matter into the U.S. because we already have enough fecal matter here.
That's right.
But no, that's not really why. If this person had entered the U.S. and had not declared these items, there is a high possibility a person could have contracted a disease from this jewelry and developed serious health issues.
I really think that's bullcrap.
African swine fever, classical swine fever, Newcastle disease, foot and mouth disease, and swine vesicular disease are among common ailments in Canada. Kenya. If Kenya and Canada had a baby, it would be Canada. That's or right. If they named a country after Ken for Barbie and Ken. Canada. I think Ken could have some swine disease.
Ken the doll?
Yeah, man.
What?
That's why he has no pee-pee.
Oh. That's a true ailment. You don't even want to talk about it. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I can't imagine this lady just runs her strings through the middle of the bear poop and sells a necklace.
Yeah, I doubt it.
She must embed it in something that's going to keep... And that's probably not her intention, but just by sheer fact that it's walled off from the rest of the world would keep you from getting a disease, right?
Right.
Jeez, those customs people.
And they have rules.
It's like, never mind.
Rules that are meant to keep us safe.
I know, but it's not like she's bringing it here to sell in her restaurant.
Poop ladies. Poop ladies. This podcast, again, we're going back to our roots of giving writing and life advice because I need to have less things to do during the week.
You handle the writing, I'll handle the life advice.
So this podcast is called Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies, or poop, there it is. No. Character misbelief is hot when you write novels. Is that a lie? Maybe.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
You're such a dick. I'm not such a dick.
No, I got distracted by you.
You're not supposed to read ahead.
I wasn't. It was your comment about poop. There it is. And I was thinking about certain things that you've encountered, both of us, but mainly you, have encountered recently. And then you were like, made a statement of living vicariously. And I thought back to those early days, like, of our relationship, which probably holds true for most, you know, it always seems like you do a little bit more crazy things in the beginning. And it made me think of like certain pictures that we've sent to each other way back in the day. Not sex pictures.
Not
naughty body part pictures.
No. Alright, so anyways, let's go on and talk about writing. So right, so far we've talked, you don't get to talk at all anymore. So far we've talked and written twice about character misbeliefs, and then we took a baby break because we're like that, and we're back on that topic, my friends. And those earlier posts are linked below in our podcast notes. But first off, to recap, the big lie or a character misbelief in your story is what motivates your character, right?
Yeah.
or causes your character to act in a certain way. So if your character grows in a positive way during the story, they usually realize by the end of the story that the lie was a big old lie and not a glorious simple truth, and voila, life is better. So the point of having a misbelief or a big character lie in your story is that it moves the plot forward and it relates to your story's theme. Do you know what a theme is?
Yes, I know what a theme is.
What is a theme?
Don't ask me for a definition.
All right. So according to Lit Charts,
it's a universal idea, basically. A lesson, or perhaps a message.
Your reading voice is so obvious. He's reading my note. So it's a universal idea, a lesson, or a message explored throughout a work of literature.
Your sourcing.
It was Lit Charts.
Okay.
I did. Okay. So a character lie is something like might makes right or Sean loves me. Because your character believes this with all their mighty heart, but then they realize they're wrong, right? But anyways, the theme for something like that might be love is more powerful than might, right? And so a lot of times the theme with that universal idea of your story is the opposite of the lie that your character believes.
Right.
Which is cool. So when you're building character lies for your novel and building the plot around them, you want to use that theme and that lie to make your story resonate, to make your readers or your audience feel for the characters involved and root for them to stop lying to themselves and get some wisdom in the form of your story's theme.
You know what this just made me realize?
God, no. It's
terrifying. Is that your...
Is it about poop?
Your big lie is that I don't really love you. So the opposite of that is that
you're
I
totally
do really love
me.
You.
You're gaslighting me. Thank you, baby. No, that's not true. Because the truth is you don't love
Sean
me.
Sean wins again.
Sean does not.
High five, audience. High five. Anyways.
For the two of you who are listening, do not give him a high five there. So basically, when you're a writer, you find the theme and you find the opposite and kind of tweak it, and it's usually that character's misbelief. So here is what you do step by step for those of you who like steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
One, you figure out your theme and your story, right?
Can I at least read?
I don't know.
Number one, figure out the theme.
I just said that, man.
I know, but I'm reiterating in my voice.
All right.
My reading voice.
Just keep going.
Which is so obvious. Number two, think of what's the opposite of the truth of that theme, which is really the lie.
Wow.
Number three, think about why your main character believes this hideous lie. Number four, write a little scene about it. Call it backstory. Think deeply about whether it actually needs to be in the story as seen or if it can be sprinkled on.
In. It's not on.
On, in, whatever. It's like if you're cooking, you sprinkle it on and then you stir it in.
Yeah, man.
So be sure to stir that
no,
into
don't
your
stir
story.
It. Don't stir it. No? Then your sentences will be a big mess.
Oh, you just want... Oh, okay.
I'll sprinkle in there.
One, two, three, four.
Are you counting?
Number five. Think about other moments that made your poor honey of character...
Carrie.
...believe this BS.
That Sean loves her.
It is BS.
It's BS.
Your belief that I don't love you.
No, you don't love me.
That's what you think.
Ugh,
so that's the big
so
lie. Number six.
Love is about respect.
Think about... I could spend hours telling you how you're wrong and how I show you respect. Anyways, number six. Think about how believing this lie has totally messed up your character's life right now in the story.
Number seven.
Don't take away my role.
I was telling the numbers.
Figure out if your main... what? If your main...
Character.
Figure out if your main character does
this
something
main, man.
That they think sparks joy because of this BS lie, but they're totally wrong.
Right? So the lie
mm-hmm.
should mess them up enough that they mess things up because they believe it. And it kind of holds them back a lot of the time from getting their goals. So, my goal would be to love, be loved, and be safe. And so, if Sean, my lie was actually wrong, believing that Sean didn't love me would keep me from feeling safe because I would always think that he didn't love
that,
me.
And that there and then is I would make your choices big lie, and that's what
to try to find you. Love in other places. Looking for love in all the wrong places. I haven't, but that song is perfect for that. What?
Nothing.
I haven't looked for love nowhere.
Number 8. How does your character go after a goal that... You're talking over me.
I was supposed to do the counting.
Oh, well, you were... Go ahead.
8.
You gotta say number.
I do not.
How does your character go after a goal that deals with a lie or the theme? This is the plot of your book, folks.
Woo! Cool, right?
Hell yeah.
That's yeah, cool. So there you go. That's how you make it work in your story. So the writing tip of the pod is a lot of books are flat. Not because they aren't clever or not because the plot doesn't have cool things like radioactive hamsters and zombie manatees. They're flat because the characters are flat. The characters are often flat because there's no big lie that's part of their motivation.
I have a question for you.
Oh, jeez.
It's a serious question.
I know.
How would you ever tell if a manatee was a zombie?
Because they'd be rotting. And they'd be eating things that aren't nice little happy seagrass. They'd be eating people, man.
Really? I don't know about that theory. Humans, okay.
You asked. Yes, oh, I gave you an answer. My answer wasn't
what if enough. A human zombie in real life had been a vegetarian or a vegan?
They're not a vegan anymore.
They're still going to go for brains?
Yeah, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Well, if you can't outrun a manatee, you're in sad shape. I'm sorry. Stay out of the water.
It's a horror movie. Like, you fall off into, like,
fall this off big, the dock.
It's a big group of manatee. And they're all, like,
casually waddles over to you.
Oh, man, that's hysterical. All right. So, also, on the notes, we have a random exercise for theme. And these are on Carrie Jones Books, .blog and also Living Happy at Substack. So, the Reezy blog has a really great post about finding your theme. Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to encapsulate it, but we have the link. And it's one. You want to read it?
Sure. Write nouns that deal with your novel.
So example would be...
Hobbits. Friendship.
Hobbits! I have to do a speaking engagement tonight.
Folks,
it's not going to go
that
well.
That, folks, is the laugh of somebody that never feels loved. Right. She's full of bullshit. Hobbits, friendship, powerful rings, and hot elves.
And then you want to pick one of those to be your center noun, like...
Power.
And then you make a thematic statement with that theme, like...
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
And there you are, you're Tolkien. Boom!
You're Tolkien.
Hey, we're talking Tolkien. I'm sorry.
That's good. Talking Tolkien. Or talking token.
Or choking and talking. We made it into a pot podcast.
Yes, you did.
That's
good job, baby.
We're not, though. Okay.
Dog tip for life. So I was trying to catch you off guard. So,
you did.
I hesitated for a second.
That was a big hesitation. Are you afraid?
Am I afraid of what?
Me.
Never.
I know, that's the problem.
So Sparty says,
yes,
every once in a while you should reassess the things you believe about yourself and the world. Like, you may not be able to jump up on the bed anymore.
But you might believe that you can.
Are they really true? And why do you even believe them?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What's the theme of your life? It sounds like we've had some Mary Jane
token. For Tolkien. I'm sorry.
But seriously, it's not 420 yet. As Kira Newman, as the greater good, asks,
if your life were a movie, where would the plot be headed right now?
You may not be immortalized in film anytime soon, but your life is still a story. According to psychologists, we all have an internalized narrative that explains how we became the person we are today and where we are headed tomorrow. Like any Hollywood blockbuster, this narrative has settings, scenes, a plot, characters, and themes.
So make your plot good, man. But also think about what your theme is. Like, is your theme jumping to conclusions?
Sometimes.
Is your theme being super drama?
Not me.
Is your theme being offended?
Often.
Is your theme, you know, love is awesome, man.
Every day.
Every day.
25-8.
You know.
Loving is awesome. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, do you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog. And it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude, No! It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. The end. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.